But finally, for today, an award-winning social enterprise in Clonus can help children to reach their full potential. That's according to Dana Katz-Murphy, who is the clinical service manager at Sensational Kids. Sensational Kids provides affordable therapy supports for children and has helped almost 9,000 children since its formation, and it aims to ensure children have access to these supports when and where they need them. The Clonus branch opened just before the COVID pandemic and aids children from Monaghan, Cavan, Longford and further afield as well. And Dana Katz-Murphy spoke to our reporter Dermot Pepper about the supports that Sensational Kids provides and also revealed details about a new school partnership programme that they will be rolling out in this September.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. So Sensational Kids operates as a social enterprise. So that's an organisation that we primarily work to improve the lives of children and families while we reinvest all of our profits then back into the service. So the business of a social enterprise is social good. So Sensational Kids contributes with therapy sessions that are then tailored to meet all of the children's individual needs. So any profit that we make goes straight back into providing subsidized therapy services for our children.
So, yeah. And yourselves, you have Sensational Kids in Clonus. I suppose, can you tell us a little bit about the Clonus Centre and how that's been going for yourselves?
Yeah, so our Clonus Centre only opened up just before COVID started, which was a little bit sad because we had just opened and then COVID hit. So we're up and running now. We have two fantastic occupational therapists in Clonus at the moment that are supporting our children there. So we use a sensory integration kind of framework for the children that we work with. So there's lots of fun equipment that kind of helps the children to develop the skills that they require. So occupational therapy is great fun. If the therapists are doing their job properly, it looks like the children are just having fun.
And I suppose just in the help that yourselves are able to provide the children, I suppose could you give us a sense of what it might look like and, you know, what the kids do there in Sensational Kids and Clonus in order to improve, you know, all their developmental skills?
Absolutely. So the therapist will meet with the parents and they'll have a consultation to find out exactly what the child's strengths are and then what their challenges are. And then based on goals that are then collaboratively set between the parents and the therapist will put a treatment plan together and use a variety of different treatment methodologies depending on what the child needs. The main focus of therapy is really to maximize the child's functional potential. So we're really looking at how can we help the children to be the best that they can be. So we'll focus on all sorts of things. So their ability to play, their ability to access play and social environments, their ability to function in a classroom, to draw and read and write and cut, or even just to sit up straight at a desk and concentrate, and their ability to kind of engage independently in activities of daily living at home. So feeding themselves, going to the toilet, bathing, dressing themselves, tying their shoes. So we really look at functional independence in all aspects of a child's life to make sure that they're as happy as they can be and they can do all the things that children should be doing.
And on that functional development, the ability to, I suppose, be in a classroom and be around their peers and partake in games and playtime activities and all that, just how vital is that? Because I'd imagine that if you maybe can't partake in games and you maybe don't understand, you know, the rules of games and stuff like that, it could be a very lonely, isolating place in a school if you're unable to partake in all those activities with your peers.
Absolutely. It impacts significantly on a child's self-esteem and on their self-confidence if they can't do what their friends are doing, especially if they can see that their friends can do it and they know in their little hearts that they can't do it. They want to play. A child wants to play. They want to engage. They want to be with their friends. And if there is something that's holding them back, it impacts significantly on their self-esteem and their confidence and their belief in who they are. Which then impacts on their willingness to go to school. Then they don't want to go to school because they can't do what their friends can do because school is hard and it's frustrating. I mean, none of us want to do something that's hard and frustrating. We'd rather go, well, no thanks. So the value of occupational therapy is that we try and provide the children with these skills so they can engage as effectively as possible. And one of the wonderful things is we often see that shift in self-confidence coming through quite quickly, because the therapeutic space really allows the child to achieve. So we use something called a just right challenge, where the therapist will challenge the child so that it's not too easy, but it's not too difficult, that they achieve success and they kind of leave the therapy session feeling like, oh my goodness, I'm amazing, I'm fantastic, I can do anything. And the therapeutic space alone and the therapeutic relationship just helps to build that sense of self-confidence. And that then transfers into the home and school environment. And the child is then willing to try more. They're willing to engage more. And as they try more and engage more, so their skills improve and their self-esteem then improves as well.
And as you say, at Sensational Kids, and particularly at Sensational Kids and Clonus, you've wonderful occupational therapists who are really making big improvements in children's lives. I suppose, would you have any success stories from the occupational therapists in Clonus and how they've changed the lives of children in their care?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've just had some wonderful families with whom we've been working, who've allowed us to share their children's stories. And one of these little guys is Ben, and he attends OT with one of our therapists for motor planning and coordination difficulties. He also has sensory processing difficulties, and that impacts on his self-care skills. It impacts on his activities of daily living and his play skills. So he's been having OT for the past 2 months, and in this time, his confidence has really, really increased. And with that, obviously, it's supporting the development of his growth and his fine motor skills and his self-care skills, because he's willing to try more. So he's engaging in more. And his parents and his teachers have seen a shift in both the home and school environment, which is always lovely to see. Another one of our children who's experienced success is little Owen. And Owen really was struggling with things at school. So including his fine motor skills, like holding his pencil or doing up his buttons to dress himself. So they're also working on his concentration and organizational skills. And he's made beautiful progress since starting OT a couple of months ago. And with that, again, we see a significant shift in his own sense of self and his own self-confidence.
And not many people get to work in a job where you can make such a real tangible benefit in the world and to, the people you're working alongside. And that's what these occupational therapists get to do. I suppose it's a real sense of pride that comes from seeing people like Ben and like Owen, and seeing the benefits that you're bringing into their life in terms of their confidence and in terms of how they can carry out their daily tasks.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a little bit biased, but I think occupational therapy, well, all the therapies, I think it's probably the best job in the world. It is incredibly rewarding to see the progress that children make and to know that you've been a small part of that journey. You've had a small role to play in helping them to believe in themselves and actually be the very best that they can be. So it's a privilege for us as therapists. It's a privilege that parents let us into their children's lives. They let us into their families' lives, and they walk the path. Well, we walk the path with them, and it's an honor. As therapists, we really, it's a great responsibility that we hold, in that parents put a lot of faith in us to help them to shift their children into a space where they can be the best that they can be. So, along with that responsibility, though. It's really a privilege for us as therapists to be a part of the families and the children's journeys, and I think we're incredibly lucky to be able to do the work that we do.
And 2022 will mark the 15th anniversary of Sensational Kids, and the last 2 years were maybe the most challenging in that 15-year period. Was it difficult to keep Sensational Kids on the road during the COVID pandemic, and how difficult was it for yourselves to navigate that period?
Yeah, it was challenging, because therapy is most valuable when it's face-to-face, when you can actually engage with the child. So we were able to shift some of our therapy sessions online. So the children who could then participate in teletherapy, they did. So we did the best to support our families that way. We did many virtual consultations with parents, just giving them support and giving them guidance. Activities and things that they could do with the children at home, And we did the best we could when we were able to return to face-to-face therapy. So it was a challenge for the company, as it was for companies around the world, for all companies keeping going during COVID. But we did manage. Our CEO, Karen Lee, she's phenomenal at finding ways to make sure that we can keep the lights on and we can keep our therapists doing what they love. So we're very lucky to have her there as well.
And Sensational Kids helped over 9,000 children since its inception and saved families over €2 million in therapy fees. How is it that they do that, that they save family, this money in the therapy fees?
So as I said earlier, we're a social enterprise. So all of the profit that we make through our therapies, as well as through our Play, Learn and Develop store, gets put straight back into the company. And that's what helps to subsidize our therapies. So everything is reinvested. Any money that the company makes, any fundraising that comes through is invested straight into providing the therapies for the children at the subsidized rate.
And just to move away from, the topic of Sensational Kids just for a moment, you know, obviously yourselves work with children with special educational needs, and it's just been announced today that schools will now have to provide special classes for children with special educational needs from September.
Yeah.
I suppose when you've parents coming in through your doors, was that something that was really weighing on their minds, and is this something that will hopefully be a weight off their shoulders?
Absolutely. For any parent, you want your child to get the best education possible. So all of us as parents, we want to know that our children are in an environment that's safe, where their needs will be met and where they can learn and they can self-actualize and really meet their potential. So having a child with a special educational need kind of adds a little bit to the pressure and to the stress of that, because your child needs something a little bit more. They need that little bit of an extra special touch. They need teachers who can think out of the box and who are able to adapt to the child's needs in the classroom. So having space available for children in the schools is definitely something that weighs on our parents' minds. From Sensational Kids' perspective, what we've done, we're in September, we'll be launching our school partnership program, where we're hoping to actually partner with schools in the communities around our centres, that we can then actually provide therapeutic support to the teachers. Teachers, they're obviously they're not therapists, so they can do, and therapists aren't teachers, so we can't teach. And we have skills that we can transfer, that we can help teachers and SMAs and learning support teams in the schools and provide them hopefully with a little bit more guidance and input in how they can support the children in their schools, in looking at early identification of difficulties and early intervention, which is so important, getting strategies in place in the classroom to meet the child's needs, and in that way also supporting the teachers. So if the child's needs are met in the classroom, it just makes the teacher's job of teaching that little bit more easier.
I suppose just lastly, you spoke about that initiative that's coming in September and about the success stories from Owen and Ben there in Clonus. If there's any parents listening in who want to find out more about yourselves and, see about the facilities, how would they be best placed to go about doing so?
So they can contact our centre in Clonus. The email address is clonus@sensationalkids.ie. Or they can ring Joanne. Joanne is our clinical administrator there. The number is 047-52671. And they can ask her any of the questions that they need, or she can forward any of their queries onto me and I can help if I can. In terms of the school partnership program, there is information on our website as well about the school partnership program if teachers or principals are listening in, if they're interested. Otherwise, again, they're welcome to just mail clonus@sensationalkids.ie and Joanne can send those queries and requests on to me and I can have a chat with them about that. The other things we're doing is we have gross motor and fine motor skills development groups that we're offering in our centre in Clonus for children who just need a little bit of support with gross and fine motor skill development. And then we also have PACs and home programs that parents can buy from us. That they can then use at home to develop their child's gross and fine motor skills. So we're trying to reach as many children in the community as we can not only those who are coming in for individual therapy. We have virtual call-in clinics for our parents as well. If they just need a little bit of advice and guidance, they can ring in and have a chat to one of our therapists. So as Sensational Kids, we can't see every child face-to-face. Unfortunately, there are only a few therapists and so many children who really need support. So we're trying through the school partnership program, the growth and fine motor groups, and our home program PACS, and the virtual consults to really support as many children in the community that we can.
And that there is Dana Katz-Murphy, who is speaking to our reporter Dermot Pepper. Dana there is a clinical service manager with Sensational Kids, which is an award-winning social enterprise set up in Clones to help people reach their full potential. You might remember that they had opened their Clones branch just before the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, and they aid children from Monaghan, Cavan, Longford and further afield to help them reach their full potential by providing affordable therapy supports, and so far across the country has helped almost 9,000 children since it was first formulated, and it ensures that children have access to those supports when and where they need it. So great to hear of a positive news story happening locally, and well done to Dan and everyone there at Sensational Kids in Clonus for all their continued great